Veriscoin Ethereum Bridge exploited again, draining 754 Mallers. A Veriscoin Ethereum Bridge was exploited for roughly $754 million on July 23, 2026, according to a Cointelegraph alert posted the same morning. The attacker drew out value through unbacked payouts, a method that matches an earlier exploit against the same protocol. It is the second time the bridge has been drained the same way. Cross-chain bridges move value between blockchains that cannot talk to each other directly. A user locks a token on one chain, and the bridge issues a matching claim on the other chain that is supposed to be backed one-to-one by the locked collateral. The whole design rests on that accounting holding. When a bridge issues payouts that are not backed by real deposits, the tokens minted on the receiving side are claims against a reserve that was never there. The mechanics of an unbacked payout. The reported attack path centers on payouts the protocol released without matching collateral. In practice, that means the bridge credited the Ethereum side with tokens it had no locked assets to support. The attacker then converted those unbacked tokens into liquid value and exited, leaving the reserve short by the drained amount. This is different from a stolen private key or a phishing drain of individual wallets. The failure is in the bridge logic itself, the part that decides how much to release and whether a claim is legitimate. Once that check can be tricked, an attacker does not need to break any single user's security. They mint value that the system treats as real. The repeat nature is the part that should worry users. A protocol getting exploited once is common. Getting exploited a second time through the same class of flaw suggests the first incident was not fully patched, or that the fix addressed the symptom rather than the underlying validation gap. Blockchain security researcher Charles Hoskinson warned this month that AI tooling is speeding up how fast attackers find and reuse these bridge weaknesses across protocols. Bridges keep failing the same test. The Veriscoin drain lands in a stretch of bridge incidents. Cardano's Knight Bridge lost around $515 million earlier in the month, and an AFX bridge exploit drained $2415 million in USDC. Allbridge Core paused its bridge after a $1.65 million flash loan attack. Each has its own bug, but the shared theme is that the bridge held pooled assets and the accounting that protected them broke. The dollar figure here is smaller than the headline bridge hacks of the month, but the pattern is the same. Pooled collateral plus a single validation weakness equals a total loss event for the reserve. A retail user who moved funds through the bridge does not get to opt out of that risk. Their claim is only as good as the pool behind it. The bridge risk most users underprice. The practical takeaway is not that all bridges are unusable, but that bridge exposure is a specific risk that most users underprice. Moving assets across chains means trusting a smart contract to hold collateral correctly, and that contract is a concentrated target. When it fails, individual caution does not help. For anyone spending crypto rather than farming yield across chains, the lesson points toward reducing how often funds have to cross a bridge at all. Cards that draw directly from a wallet you control, the kind covered on our self-custody card options page, avoid parking balances in a pooled custodian or routing them through a bridge before they can be spent. Fewer hops means fewer places where someone else's broken accounting can become your loss. Custodial products carry a related counterparty exposure. If the provider holding your balance fails, your funds can be frozen regardless of your own security. As of July 23, 2026, the wider market was quiet, with Bitcoin at $65,734, down 0.5% on the day, and the Fear and Greed Index reading 39 in fear territory. The Veriscoin drain did not move prices. That is often how these repeat exploits land. Too small to shift the market, large enough to wipe out the reserve behind the bridge.